Morning IELTS Supplement, Tuesday, July the 11th, 2017. Gulangyu enters UNESCO's World Heritage List. A number of controversial and unusual sites have been included in UNESCO's World Heritage List this year. 20 new places were inscribed, including a tiny island in China known for its pianos, the British Lake District, and the controversial choice of Herborn Old Town. 5 other sites had their boundaries changed. The Straits Times takes a look at some of the additions of the list of more than 1,000 heritage sites. 1. Gulangyu, China. Many of China's most celebrated musicians have come from Gulangyu, and the island is nicknamed Piano Island. The island, located on the estuary of Jiulong River, facing the city of Xiamen, has one of the biggest piano ownership ratios in China, with nearly 600 pianos on an island that is less than 2 square kilometers. Its heritage includes a settlement of 931 historical buildings bearing a range of local and international architectural styles, historic roads, and gardens, says Xinhua News Agency. Wu Yongyi, a historian on Gulangyu, told Xinhua the styles developed there were brought to Southeast Asia by the Chinese immigrants. A popular tourist destination, the island receives more than 10 million visitors a year. UNESCO says, with the opening of a commercial port at Xiamen in 1843 and the establishment of the island as an international settlement in 1903, this island off the southern coast of the Chinese Empire suddenly became an important window for Sino-foreign exchanges. Gulangyu is an exceptional example of the cultural fusion that emerged from these exchanges, which remain legible in its urban fabric. 2. Qinghai, Hoxiao, China. Hoxiao Nature Reserve is home to more than 200 animal species despite the harsh climate on the plateau 4,500 above the sea level. More than 20 of the animals are state protected, including the Tibetan antelope. It is China's largest world natural heritage site, covering an area of 45,000 square kilometers. Tibetan rights groups were not thrilled at this conclusion, saying it reinforces Chinese control in the region. They contend that China's resettlement of Tibetan herders threatens a traditional lifestyle that has endured for hundreds of years. China says its policies are aimed at improving nomads' living standards. UNESCO says Qinghai's Hoxiao, located in the northeastern extremity of the Qinghai-Tibetan Plateau, is the largest and highest plateau in the world. This extensive area of alpine mountains and steppe system is situated more than 4,500 meters above sea level, where sub-zero average temperatures prevail all year round. The site's geographical and climatic conditions have nurtured a unique biodiversity. 3. Island of Okinoshima, Japan. The sacred island is known for being off-limits to women. Only men can view the more than 80,000 artifacts left there as offsprings at 3 Shinto shrines, which constitute the Munakata Grand Shrine. The offerings were left by sailors who visited the island as part of the trade missions between Japan and China and the Korean Peninsula from the 4th to 9th centuries. Only one person stays on the island at a time, an employee of the shrine. Even men can visit only once a year on May the 27th, and no one can take anything from the island when they leave. Neither can they speak of the island when they return. Male worshippers have to strip and perform a cleansing ritual before setting foot on the isle. UNESCO says, located 60 kilometers off the western coast of Kyushu Island, the island of Okinoshima is an exceptional example of the tradition of worship of a sacred island. The archaeological sites that have been preserved on the island are virtually intact and provide a chronological record of how the rituals performed, there changed from the 4th to the 9th century.